Chapter 10, Why Chemistry is Necessary but Not Sufficient. By the end of Chapter 9, replication exists. Constraints can be copied. Memory can cross instantiations. Stability no longer has to be rebuilt from scratch. At this point, it is tempting to say, life has begun. That temptation should be resisted. Replication alone is not life. Chemistry alone is not life. This chapter explains why chemistry is required, but never enough. What chemistry makes possible? Chemistry provides something physics alone does not: discrete units, selective interactions, energy landscapes, conditional bonds. These properties allow complex constraint networks, reversible assembly, localized correction, modular organization. Without chemistry, scaffolds cannot form at sufficient density. Chemistry is the enabling substrate. Why chemistry cannot guarantee organization? Chemistry allows many reactions. Most lead nowhere. Most molecular configurations collapse, react destructively, dissipate, fail to maintain coherence. Chemical richness increases possibility, not persistence. The vast majority of chemistry is dead on arrival. The missing ingredient, managed constraint. What chemistry lacks on its own is organization of constraint. Life requires boundaries that persist, flows that are regulated, reactions that are sequenced, errors that are corrected, replication that is stabilized. These are not chemical properties. They are organizational achievements implemented chemically. Why metabolism appears? Replication without internal regulation fails. Copied structures must acquire energy, repair damage, maintain gradients, buffer noise. This is metabolism. Metabolism is not about energy use. It is about keeping constraints intact. Without metabolism, replication accelerates collapse. Why boundaries are not optional? Organization cannot survive if it leaks uncontrollably. Boundaries isolate internal processes, reduce interference, localize failure, allow selective exchange. Chemistry provides membranes. Organization decides how they are used. A boundary without regulation is a trap. Regulation without a boundary is impossible. Why life is a phase, not a substance? Life is often treated as a special material. It is not. Life is a regime of organization characterized by sustained constraint recycling, internal error correction, regulated energy flow, heritable memory, scaffolded assembly. This regime can only exist in certain chemical environments. But it is not defined by chemistry. Why origins are less important than persistence? Much effort is spent on how life began. This is understandable. But structurally, the harder question is, why did early organization not immediately collapse? Origins explain appearance. Persistence explains existence. This book is about the latter. Why life is rare but not improbable? Life appears rare because most chemistry fails to organize. Most organization fails to persist. Most replication fails to stabilize. But given sufficient space, time, and chemical richness, some structures will survive. Life is not guaranteed. But it is not miraculous. It is what remains when organization works. Why this still is not a definition of life? This chapter does not define life. Definitions freeze boundaries too early. Instead, it identifies a structural transition. When chemistry is recruited into stable constraint recycling, lifelike organization becomes possible. Where exactly that line is drawn is secondary. The transition ahead. We now stand at another threshold. Replication exists. Metabolism exists. Boundaries exist. What happens when replication begins to specialize? When different parts of an organization take on different roles? That question leads to hierarchy and eventually to intelligence. Closing sentence. Chemistry makes life possible, organization makes it last.